to the Connect Kindness podcast, where we connect people with organizations to inspire kindness. I'm your host, Crystal Aziz, and I'm joined by my co-host, Tim Evans.
In today's episode, we interview Marcia Hall, the founder of Mr. Bubbles. Their mission is to provide mobile showers, which allows their clients the basic dignity of cleaning themselves and also giving them the encouragement and care they need to make it one more day. They focus on the homeless population in Tampa, Florida.
Marcia started Mr. Bubbles with the simple idea of changing people's lives with a drop of water and has been able to turn her nonprofit into an award-winning organization. Marcia shares with us what led her to start Mr. Bubbles and the story behind the name. Marcia has a huge heart and a passion for helping the homeless and sharing God's love. So without further ado, this is our interview with Marcia Hall, the founder of Mr. Bubbles.
Thank you so much for joining us on the Connect Kindness podcast today. Can you share with our listeners, what is Mr. Bubbles and what needs do you serve?
Yeah, thank you for having me on your program as well and giving us the opportunity to tell our story. Well, Mr. Bubble is a very simple concept, but a very great needed service in the communities, especially for the homeless and ones that is becoming homeless. It is a mobile shower unit service where we provide showers to the homeless. We also provide them with clean clothing, new underwears, new socks, a hygiene package, which they can utilize the items in the package over and over. But we just want to be there to be able to provide them with something very simple, simply being able to refresh their body and soul through a drop of water.
That's fantastic. How did you get involved with philanthropy?
Initially, growing up in a low-income project myself here in Tampa, Florida, my mother always showed kindness to anyone that came to our door. She didn't have much as far as material things, but she had a big heart. And she always showed where we can give what we have out of what we have, and there should be no excuse. And everyone needs help at one given time. They don't necessarily have to be homeless, but they're always having a need. And if we can fulfill that need, God has blessed us to be able to do so. And that's where it all started with mom, with that big heart and showing an example of that big heart.
That's awesome. I could really connect with you on that because my mom is the same way. Immigrant, came into the United States, lived in the Bronx, you know, not a great neighborhood in New York. But she helped as many family members as she could, you know, that were coming into the States. Anything that she had, she would literally take off, you know, her clothes if they needed it more than she did, you know. So I understand, I can really connect with you on that, that I do think that she has inspired me to be the person that I am today. Now, the cool thing about your organization is not only the name, Mr. Bubbles, we definitely have to hear the story on where that came from, but also what led you to want to start it? Well, where did Mr. Bubbles come from?
Well, I've been blessed to be able to work to a very large outreach ministry here in Tampa. For 7 years, I served the homeless on a daily basis, providing any services that we could provide directly at the center, or connecting them with resources in the community. And one of the things I noticed is that everything else we were doing great on, but they just needed a shower. A lot of the guys and the young ladies come to the center needing to go on a job interview, but they needed clothing, but they had to put those clean clothes on a dirty body. And so one day a young lady walked into my office, very meek, soft-spoken young lady, and I inquired to what service she needed from us. And she just simply said, I needed to take a shower. Is there anywhere that I can take a shower? Well, you know, as a female, that really gripped my heart. So I made a way for her to provide her to able to wash herself up, refresh her body, because unfortunately we did not provide showers at that facility. But after that, she left me, and I never seen this lady before again. And it's been 13 years ago now. I've been in that arena. But that left something in my heart. And I prayed to God through my faith to show me how to meet that need. And that began the journey of getting Mr. Bubbles form but not just the showers, but able to take the showers out in the community where the homeless is. Because another thing they have to worry about on a daily basis, even to get to jobs, to schools, or just doctor office, things that they need to take care of, they have transportation problems. So I seek God to, how can I do something, a great service, which is the showers, but we need to make it mobile because they need to be able to come no matter where we are to get that wonderful service. And that's how the whole birth of Mr. Bubbles came about.
Yeah, you mentioned Mr. Bubbles is mobile, and that's so unique. Can you kind of walk us through the process of organizing a mobile event and how many people show up to the event and how many people you're able to serve?
Sure. Well, first, when we started off, we did research to see if there was any shower units or shower service at all in the Tampa Bay area, which we did find a few that was mobile, not mobile. They were a stand-up building, but it was so far out for the homeless to reach. And there was a condition they had to have either mental problems or drug problems to even get into the facility. And once again, I didn't see any dignity in that. So going forward, knowing that the homeless, other organizations provide homeless food or other services, that was the first arena we seek, were organizations that was already serving the community. Because, Tim, I found out that a lot of people are not comfortable with the homeless, and I can respect that. So where we started was going to organizations that provides food or any other service to the homeless for two reasons. We knew they will be there, the homeless would be there, and also the people that worked there or volunteered was very comfortable with that arena. So that made our service even easier to bring in because we were just adding on to what they was already serving to the community. Now we have several locations that we go to, and each one of them are different as far as the people they serve or the area. So we can, in one set for 4 hours, we can serve over 40 to 50 people because we have four shower units on one bed, a trailer. So we can serve four people at a time. And within that period of time, we have served from 40 to 50 people. We actually have to stop sometime because of the restriction of the area we're in, but in out of respect of the organization that allowed us to come on their grounds. But outside of that, we go so regular that we were beginning to see the same people, or people have told their friends, and the homeless arena, they have a great networking system. It put us to shame, but they tell each other. And going forward, as we went out more and more, they would join us, or we would see new faces, or we would see returning faces. So that's what Mr. Bubbles was existing and doing for the community.
Marcia, you didn't tell us where Mr. Bubbles came from. Where did that name come from?
The name? Well, I was wishing my husband could be just for a moment to tell you that story, because he tells us much better than I do. But my husband and I met in North Carolina in college. And so we got married so quickly. We dated about less than 90 days and we got married and been married for 31 years now.
I love it.
With three children and one grandbaby, as I said. But in the early age, you know, being a newlywed, I had to find a very creative way to share things with him. And he worked for a company that installed alarms in the banks and all this technical stuff. But still, he was sweaty and dirty because of dust and everything going through the vents and so forth. But he would come home, and some days it was a little stink, but that was okay. So I had to come up with a creative way to tell him that he needed to take a shower before he joined the family. So one day I just asked a question. I said, honey, have you and Mr. Bubbles fallen out of friends? And he said, Mr. Bubbles? I said, yeah. And he a light bulb came on and he said, oh, I need to take a shower. I said, yeah. So anytime I reference to him taking a shower or refresh yourself, I will always say Mr. Bubbles. And so when this shower thing came up, it was obvious that the name had to be Mr. Bubbles because of the kindness. That. Yeah, because of the kindness behind it, you know, that we didn't want to put a name out there which would, you know, embarrass or shame the person that need to come in and use the service. We want to be a welcome, warming, you know, kind of jokey, funny name, so they will feel comfortable coming and getting what they really, truly need. So that's where Mr. Bubbles' name came from.
I love it. I feel like the world needed to know.
But he tells the story much better than I do.
The world needed to know that story. And like you mentioned, some people look at the homeless and like they're invisible, right? Or they're just, they don't really give them a lot of attention. But in your eyes, that's not the case, right? You see them as excellent human beings, you know, that just need a little help, a little push. What drives you to want to help the homeless?
As I said, my mom and, you know, my family, we lived in low income area in Tampa. And my mother always treated, no matter what status a person was in, social status, she treated them with respect. And she never treated them based on their situation or their circumstances. So that kept me connected to that person as a human being. Just because they have a bad spot in their life or they made bad decisions and they find themselves in situations doesn't mean that their human part of them just poof and be gone. It's still there. I've seen people cry. I've seen grown men cry with tears like babies after coming out of our showers. I've seen people talk to us like we are counselors or ministers. I mean, I've had people to just embrace us that normally would not allow other people to touch or talk to them.
Right.
And I feel that's why I'm an advocate for getting the people to see the homeless as human beings, because they are. Nothing disappeared about their humanity at all because of their situation or their circumstances.
You have, like, lack of a better term, like the success story that you can share with us on someone that you've helped and you've seen possibly grow, or just a good story that you can share with our listeners about with what you do.
Tim, it's so many stories, but one story sticks to my heart, and I tell it over and over again. An older gentleman was at one of the locations, and one of the staff there, you know, looked after him, made sure he got something to eat, made sure he got, you know, different services he may need. Very humble older gentleman. And my heart goes out to older gentlemen automatically. I just try to do everything I possibly can. But this situation, his name is David, and he's on our website. I tell the story everywhere I go because it's the most touching story because it's such a simple thing. Well, the staff brought him to us and wanted us to make sure he gets a shower and refresh clothes and things of that nature, which we did. We embraced him, just gave him extra attention. And most of my volunteers are females, so these males really wrap it up when they see females say, you look so good, you know, things of that nature, and bring a big smile to their face. But this gentleman, David, he came up very humbly and got in the shower. The ladies found him a nice outfit, you know, coordinate the colors and, you know, just special steps. And when he came out, Tim, he had such a big smile on his face. But this is what really gripped my heart. He told me and told us that he had nothing to smile for 6 months. And today he had found something to smile about. And if you see the picture that's on our website, you will see that big smile. And today, that's what I'm there for. That's why I go out and do what I do. Just little moments like that in life. And David has been close to my heart ever since. But that day when he told us that, to think about a human being had nothing to smile about for 6 months, nothing in their life they could see hope in, or nothing in their life may have been going the right way. And just that day, a drop of water transformed his life. That is powerful, that beyond is my control and my might and my power.
That is so powerful. If there's one piece of advice that you can give to anybody out there, you know, maybe that is thinking about running a nonprofit, starting a nonprofit, or like just overall life advice, what would that be?
I thought about that. That question has come up so many times in different interviews. And the first thing I would want to encourage them to do is what God has put in your heart. He has given you the ability to do it. And there is someone out there is suffering because of your lack of not going out and doing what you need to do. Yes, it is challenging to your understanding. Yes, it's challenging financially sometimes, but I cannot say that God would not fulfill and help you with what he has put in your hands to do. I listened to a great author and a motivator speaker, Les Brown, and one of the statements he makes, you don't have to be great. You just have to get started to be great. And that's what I would encourage people to start. I know you, I, and Crystal, we all started somewhere. And now we're looking back and seeing that where we started, if we had never took that first step, this day would not have been possible. And I want to encourage every listener that hears my voice to please, whatever you have been putting your heart to do, you can do it, and that you have the equipment to do it and to be great at it.
You heard what she said. Now's the time to definitely make a difference, you know, believe in what's inside of you and move forward with it. I do want to, before we wrap up, you know, the interview, I do want to say what you guys are doing is incredible. We have not come across another nonprofit that is doing what you're doing on that mobile aspect of bringing showers to the homeless. But I think what you're doing, why it's so important, it's you're giving them the opportunity to feel like a brand new person again, which is then going to create confidence, which is then going to create the energy to say, let me go apply for this job. Let me go see if I could do something here. Let me go see. And it's a sustainable thing that will now change the community long-term. It's not just, oh, I'm just going to feed you this one day and I never see you again. Like you said, you're building these relationships, you're empowering them. And that's the power of what you're doing and why your nonprofit is so important. And, you know, I want people to hear about this interview and I want people to be inspired by what you do, because it is truly something that can change the game when it comes down to homeless people across the entire world. So great job. Just so much respect for you, Marcia. And for our listeners that want to get involved with Mr. Bowles, how can they do that? How can they get in touch with you guys?
We have, we're in a lot of social media arenas, but go to our website. Very simple address is www.mrbshowers.com.
Okay.
Or you can email us, mrbubbleshowers@gmail.com, and that's Mr. Bubbles with a Z. If you want to email us directly, that's fine, or go to our website. There is a section on our website where you can connect with us via email. So whatever is convenient for you, all I ask is that you look at what we're doing. And if you believe in it, support us in any way you can. If you're local in Tampa, reach out to us to volunteer with us. If you're not local, but you still believe in what we're doing and you know that it's right and is greatly needed, reach out to us. And we'll be glad to receive any support that you can give us.
Marcia, thank you so much for chatting with us. You can just feel your huge heart and I've just loved talking to you. And please continue to do what you're doing and inspiring others. It's a beautiful thing.
Thank you. Thank you. And what y'all doing is beautiful as well, because I've seen where people, and like I said, I've been in this arena, nonprofit arena, for over 13 years. And just finding people, finding the right connection to get to help people that has started some type of service that the community needed to make our community much better. a better place for all. Thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to the Connect Kindness podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at ShareGiveDo. And please remember, the world is changed by your example, not by your opinion.